It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, coming from the members of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They encourage you to put down your mouse and get out of the house. Local businesses are inviting you to mask up, buy local, and engage in safe commerce. Visit CarolinaChamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and about Chamber membership. Talking Chapel Hill right now, and we are joined on the phone by the Mayor of Chapel Hill, Pam Heminger. Mayor, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Aaron. Happy to do it. It's been an interesting few hours with our council meeting last night, the first one back from the season, and also the Chamber State of the Community this morning. So a lot to process.
So townofchapelhill.org for more information on Chapel Hill Town Government. Let's begin with last night's meeting, because a lot happened. I know officially making Juneteenth a town holiday, that was on the consent agenda,
yes.
And then the agenda just went on from there, right?
Well, we started off honoring Ralph Carpenos, our longtime attorney, and we had former mayors and the chair of the Orange County Commission to help give us the salute to the send-off. He retired at the end of August after over 40 years of public service, 35 with the town of Chapel Hill. We gave him a key to the city and recognition, and he is going to be missed. But he has a well-deserved retirement ahead, and I know he and his family are happy to celebrate that. And it's just going to be very different, but we have a wonderful, capable new attorney in Ann Anderson. But it's after that much experience and involvement across the state, he will really be missed. And then we went on to a COVID update, talking about our playgrounds opening tomorrow and other outdoor facilities, and some more announcements next week. We're focusing on the football season with the first UNC home game coming up this Saturday. And we want people to be safe. So we talked about how we've kept our numbers at 10 people indoors and 25 out, because we know this virus really spreads when groups get together. And I like the slogan, support your team with your mask and stay 6 feet apart. So
yep.
Anyway, those were some of the things. And then we went on into all kinds of things, talking about our new approaches to public safety. We created two council subcommittees to help get the charge, and we're taking applications for people who want to be on this task force. And so we'll have a facilitator. So we encourage people to apply. We're excited about getting these conversations going and making some real changes.
On UNC football, obviously excitement about the first game of the season coming up in a couple of days. What have been your conversations with UNC and also with Chapel Hill officials, Chief Blue and others, about keeping things safe COVID-wise as far as the game goes, and people celebrating and watching the game and enjoying it safely?
Yeah, so those conversations have been, we do want people to enjoy themselves, but we want them to do it safely. We welcome people to come downtown in the groups that we've had before, in the outside dining and working together to be safe. We know people love to partake in the football activities. They'll be different this year. And UNC, you know, is not having fans in the stands, nor are they allowing tailgating on campus. And we're just trying to promote the message out there that we're, you know, welcome, that people want to participate, but we want them to do it safely and to wear their mask and stay 6 feet apart and wash their hands. So those are the conversations, trying to figure that out and what that looks like. Yeah, and I actually met with the downtown merchants yesterday as well, and talking about what businesses happened since the campus went virtual, and people have been a little concerned about coming downtown, even though we've made some great improvements with more outside dining, more walkability, safe places. And I liked what the Chamber said today, is invest your money locally. Our restaurants and businesses need your help to stay here and to keep that vibrancy, but also to keep the independent businesses going. So encourage people to come downtown and to get takeout or dine outside or dine safely and just be part of the activity.
Have you been downtown? Has there been a lot of activity at those restaurants that are doing outdoor dining?
There's been more, but it's still hard when mm-hmm. you don't have the foot traffic, people coming and going from campus, not just the students, but the employees and the conferences and people who come to visit our community. So it hasn't been as robust as it's been. We showed with solid numbers from last year to this year and how the business has gone down. A lot of restaurants are closed. They can't figure out how to open and do it effectively, because you can't just open half of a restaurant. You have to have the full kitchen crew, those kinds of things. So we had some conversations about parking and conversations about safe loading zones and people being able to pick up. And so there are many restaurants open, hoping that we'll get the patrons to come downtown without the football season being in full swing either. That's also, it's hard, and tourism is down, as you know. So those kinds of things help keep our businesses going. And it was just interesting, too, the chamber numbers about the number of people who come into our community every day. 46,000 people come in to work in Chapel Hill every day. And they, you know, they shop here, they eat here, they partake in things. And when people are telecommuting, that doesn't happen either.
Yeah.
So we're learning a lot about how our community functions. And it's just, it's, this is hard on everybody, but like I always say, this is harder on others than it is on everyone. And so we need to help support our local businesses and keep them afloat.
Any talk, and I know we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago and it was still early, but any talk about going back to free parking downtown, at least for now?
We're trying to figure that out. We're, I talked to the manager this morning again about that. We're trying to figure out what the numbers look like. You know, the town is also going to have some budget shortfalls, and we're not sure exactly what all of those are yet. And parking, the parking fund will surely be one of them. Sales tax numbers, interestingly, are not down as far as we thought they would be. Amazon sales are probably helping that, is what we figure. But we are down in occupancy tax, of course, from hotels. Some funding from the state. We're trying to hold steady. We have a very healthy fund balance. We've frozen hiring positions, but we just don't even know what our revenue stream looks like. So we're taking a look at those parking numbers to see what it would really take, because we hear them and we want to help. We're just trying to figure out, as we're not a business, but we are a town government, and we have to watch our revenues and our expenses as well to get through all this.
Speaking with last night, go ahead. Sorry.
So last night we did talk about the East Rosemary parking.
I was just going there. Yeah.
Forward. Yeah. Yeah. And so while we're having a hard time right now, we still see a very, very bright future, especially downtown. This kind of infrastructure improvement allows for more commercial spaces to be built. So that is the proposal. This proposal is not just about building a parking deck, but it's about putting that infrastructure so someone else can build that commercial space, which means more jobs downtown, which means more people, again, eating and shopping and being part of the downtown community. But I was also delighted to hear about how we're starting to really capture those spinoff companies, those startup companies in our community that want to stay here. And the more commercial spaces we can provide them to do so, the better chance we do have of retaining them. And that's just really a positive outlook for downtown
and our
community in general.
On East Rosemary, there was a public hearing yesterday. Was there action taken?
No. So we bring everything up. We discuss it. We get public comment. It was the first time the public had seen all the documents that we've been working on for months. And then we'll come back on September 30th for a final vote. And it involves swapping parcels. So we own the parcel that the Wallace deck is sitting on at the corner of Rosemary and Henderson. We would swap that parcel for where the CVS deck is on East Rosemary and the investor's title lot next to it. Tear that deck down, the one on East Rosemary, rebuild in that space, and then swap the parcel, and then Grove Associates would build a commercial building on where the Wallace deck is, with at least two floors of wet lab space, which is a desperately needed item here.
Awesome.
In our community for all the research going on. Meanwhile, the 136 and 137, what we refer to, and many people have different names for the old CVS Tower or NCBN Plaza or the Central, is being refurbished as we speak and will be opening up in the next year as well. And it's been mostly empty for the last 5 years. It's had very few people in it. So that will bring a lot more jobs and capture. That's be the first place we'll start with the startups and some space for UNC and some other companies who are very interested in being in our downtown. So the parking deck will help that as well. So we're excited. And then small green space on the back of the surface parking lot there, so that you can walk out of the new parking deck across East Rosemary, across some green space, and through Varsity Alley to get to Franklin Street. So make it a much more pleasant experience as you come to our town.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, again, townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. Listen back and watch the meeting last night of the Chapel Hill Town Council. We're not going to be able to get to all of the different agenda items. There was a lot, but you can
go to the
website and cover it. You also, there was a conversation about the Chapel Hill police and chokehold policy, which I was reading Tammy Grubb's write-up, which is really good in the Herald Sun today, but shed some light on what the status is here.
So we're going to be all exploring all that again with the task force that we're creating. But council had given the directive that we wanted to comply with the 8 can't wait strategies and some other things out there. So we have short-term, middle-term, and long-term goals. We don't know all those goals yet, but we've been working through those. And it was brought to our attention that we hadn't made a change on that, and council had asked for that change. So we will be making progress, and the manager said he'd be meeting with us about that as well. Look for a lot more discussion and some community listening sessions, and getting people's voices involved that we don't normally get to hear from as part of the change, from reimagining our policing and public safety in our community. So I do want to talk a little bit about the chambers.
Please do.
It's fascinating. It's a lot of data to process, and I'm so grateful, we all are, to the Chamber, the Carolina Population Center, for putting it all together in a virtual format this year. That was fascinating, too, because you could look at it, and then it's being recorded, and we'll get the data books. But the trends are always what's interesting. What's different from last year? What's different? How do we look at it? How do we use that information to inform our decisions? We are moving the needle in some good direction.
We'll move whatever we can get at this point.
And that we know that COVID makes it a different year, but there was some positive news on educating all children. We still have a lot of work to do, but at least we're starting to move some things in better directions. And we know that people are interested in what's next in recovery. We're working on that as well. I always find it fascinating about what kind of job centers we have here, how steady we are, what the people that come into our community, the people that live in our community, get up and work somewhere else, how we're doing on sales tax, how we're doing on property tax, how we're doing on all those compared to our neighbors, compared to the state, compared to other university towns. It really gives you a perspective on where we are as a community and how we plan for the future. We can make assumptions, but we actually see it in data. It takes on a whole new meaning when you're trying to make some long-term decisions.
I always love the state of the community report, just because there's so many numbers, and there's always one or two numbers that jump out at me that I was not expecting to see. What was that for you this time around?
I was very glad to see that we made some progress in the achievement gap. I'm always interested, like I said, in how we're doing with employers and how many we have in this community so that we have local jobs, and we're moving the needle on that as well. Looking at transportation, look at the growth. You know, we always talk about we feel like we're growing so fast, but compared to the rest of the region, mm-hmm. we have a slower pace here, but we are growing. And so I think, and people try to equate that with traffic, but we learned last year that people are really traveling through our community, that, you know, because Chatham is growing, because Alamance is growing, because Durham is growing, all our neighbors are growing as well, and they tend to travel through us sometimes to get to other places. That's fascinating. Talking about the different kinds of growth, and that'll be in the data report as well. So those kinds of things are out there. But, you know, when Anna Richards talked about concerns about the long-term effects of COVID and how we're not going to know that for a while, it really is true. That data is going to be very interesting when we look at it next year, and where we've come and where we're still going, and how this has impacted different groups in our community disproportionately. And that's always, it's hard to look at, but something we need to know and see if there's things we can do about it. So again, it was a lot, and Aaron talked very fast. Process it and look at it and really.
It's the name. We're really good at that kind of thing.
Yeah, a lot of energy. but it's really good.
Speaking with Mayor Pam Heminger, other things going on in Chapel Hill that folks want to know about.
Really thrilled that Food for Students is now sending meals home for weekends in addition to daily meals. We are feeding a lot of kids, but a big shout out to Carrie Hamill and Sedgie Stranford for Reading Partners. They distribute books every Wednesday. They've been going out to the meal sites and our new Scholastic support centers. We all know, that was something we heard again today, that reading on grade level, especially by grade 3, has a significant impact on your outcome. And that if we can get kids reading, we can get them more books, we can get them more help, then the better outcome for the kids, but also for our whole community. So that's what's going on. Tomorrow is 9/11, and we normally have a gathering and a commemoration ceremony for those who perished. But this year it'll be virtual, and there's been a video, so I encourage people to go and watch the video. all these things that we're doing differently this year. It's just amazing how people are adapting and trying to figure out how to still be inclusive and bring people together and still remember the important events that we need to remember. So it's just a whole different time in our lives that we will look back on and say, wow, we held it together. And I'm proud of this community for doing that and continuing on forward.
Absolutely. Will the video be on the town's website then?
Yes, yes. It will be out there.
Awesome.
That's what I've been told. And again, we had a moment of silence last night trying to make sure we were aware.
Yep. Again, townofchapelhill.org for more information on Chapel Hill Town Government. Listen back to the town council meeting from last night. Much more news about town government on the website, too. So head there and check it all out. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, as always, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, and stay safe.